Rex Lodgeford here with Day Page for Thursday, February 6th, 2014. And here are some headlines for this day. The UN says Syria can meet chemical weapons deadline despite falling behind. In a report, children endure unspeakable suffering in the Syria conflict. 23 are killed in Baghdad bombings. Israel okays new settlements and demolishes Palestinian homes. The UN chides the Catholic Church on child sexual abuse. El Salvador orders the probe of a 1981 massacre. Doctors are still advising some residents to avoid West Virginia water. Two schools are closed. In a 2009 report, TransCanada natural gas pipeline rupture is kept from public view. And U.S. drugstore chain CVS announced that it would stop tobacco sales. LGBT activists stage global protests against Russian crackdown. Pussy Riot members are honored at a Brooklyn concert. After years in jail, Pussy Riot is now on the loose. Two of the freed members were honored Wednesday night at a concert organized by Amnesty International. Earlier in the day, the two women from Pussy Riot met with the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, prompting a rebuke from Power's Russian counterpart. And meanwhile, at a news conference before the event, the women responded to reports of a rift within Pussy Riot. That's it for this Day Page. Find them all at daypages.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me tomorrow for another Day Page.